France's election results, the European Union, Turkey, and the gospel are coming together. A ministry gets the chance to share scripture with a captive audience in India. And remember the guy who biked across the U.S. for audio Bibles? He's back too. These and other stories right here on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. France's new president could be Turkey's ticket to the European Union. François Hollande has promised to repair French and Turkish ties. Reports say that could be the boost Turkey needs for the EU to recognize them as part of Europe. The EU's past rejection has done damage, says Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein.
Turkey was not able to join the European Union. So now the prime minister is actually taking the country more toward radical Islam, kind of aligning them more with Iran. And because of that, a lot of the Turks are scared.
But Klein, who just returned from Turkey, says that fear stirred something else in the 99% Muslim society.
People are getting scared because they see what's happened in Iran and the oppression. And everybody's reporting that people are coming and they're asking more questions. And they're coming and they're getting Bibles. And they're more open to the gospel.
If inducted, Turkey would have to adhere to EU's religious freedom requirements. Pray Turks come to Christ either way. Next, on May 9, 2011, 28 people were killed in Vietnam when Hmong Christians protested for more religious freedom. Well, just over a year later, Hmong believers are still facing opposition. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports 13 Hmong were recently expelled from their village for becoming Christians. A family was also evicted in a province nearby. Little seems to have changed for the Hmong since last year. Pray for them to stand firm in Christ despite limited freedoms. Well, you're listening to Mission Network News. Human trafficking, prostitution, drugs, and organized crime are all issues facing young people around the world. For the countries of India and Ukraine, God's using global action to protect them. In part three of our series on global action, we're looking at vocational training in India and Ukraine. President of Global Action, Phil Long, says economics pushes kids to these situations.
If we can keep them from getting started in that in the first place by providing something else for them to do, to bring in income, we wouldn't have those thousands of people going into those dark areas.
That's why they started the Dream Project, tailoring and cosmetology vocational training. They're learning a trade and
we have seen a large percentage of these girls come to know Christ because they've gone through this program, not necessarily by what we teach, but by the lives of the people that they work with.
Support their work, would you? Some more people could be trained. We turn now to Northeast India's Manipur state. The Mai Tai people live there and are known for their resistance to the gospel. However, Bibles for the World may have just found a captive audience. Moi Padaiti.
Dr. Padaiti and I received a letter from one of our national workers in India telling us that his wife, who is a nurse, is in urgent need of at least 200 Mai Tai Bibles or New Testaments for the inmates of the prison where she's working.
This husband and wife team asked for help with the Mai Tai New Testaments because they couldn't find any where they live.
A few years ago, we printed the New Testament in the Mai Tai language and had given out all of them. Our urgent need is to print as quickly as possible at least 10,000 copies of the New Testament.
Will you help them? $22 will provide 10 people with a New Testament. There's a link at our website if you can help. And Troy Love is back. He's the cycling enthusiast who did a cross-country ride to talk about Faith Comes by Hearing 2 years ago. He's doing it again starting May 31st to raise $157,000 to help provide audio scriptures to illiterate people. The East Coast ride will start in Florida and will end 33 days later in Maine. Along the way, he'll be stopping at churches and talking about how people can help Faith Comes by Hearing continue getting the gospel out. Go to missionnetworknews.org for the links. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to go to India for free? You can win a Touch the World trip to India from Global Action if your name's drawn. We're collecting names at our website. If we draw your name June 1st, you could head to India to distribute blankets to the needy. Activate your name by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org, and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.